Hello, my name's John Haverlick. I want to make some clarifications of some of the things I said at the assembly meeting this past Monday. I think they were misinterpreted, and I may have misspoken. One of the things I had brought up is that we have put millions of dollars into the senior services, and we have over the years, but what taxpayers have to pay pretty much every year and have been for the last several years is about $500,000 in what the senior services fees and Medicare, Medicaid have fallen short on to keep our services. And they are excellent. Sheilin and her staff just do a beautiful job. But in all fairness, seniors decided not to along with some of the others in the community, decided that they don't have to pay sales taxes. And that's about $500,000. So to me, in fairness, it was just logical, being an ex-council member, an ex-assembly member, that if senior services are short $500,000 that we have to pay for, an essential service, like our schools, our infrastructure, power, light, sewage, we have to prioritize. And since the seniors decided overwhelmingly that they shouldn't have to pay their sales taxes, and that loss to the borough is about $500,000, we should focus on senior services because they seem to equal out. We end up having to pay $500,000 to support what we don't get reimbursed for senior services, and we lose $500,000 by seniors not paying taxes. So to me, it just seems fair that that would be the focus of cuts. Again, I'd rather see that than cuts to our infrastructure, because that impacts all of us, our schools, library, et cetera. And I know we're probably going to have to cut a lot more than $500,000 in our next budget, but all of these services are probably going to be hit somewhat. But I would... You know, one seems to equal the other just in this area. So that's what I was encouraging the assembly to look at. And also I had gotten a call from Nancy Berg at Viking Travel because I spoke somewhat on the big tour ships out front. And my concern, again, just to be fair, was would having those tourists come in pay for the infrastructure additions we would need? And she said that we would get... about $76,000 a year from the big ships, from the different fees attached to the big ships. And I think that would cover any infrastructure changes we would have to add to accommodate these people. I know this past year we had to close down a lot of our restrooms and that because we didn't have enough money to keep them going. And if we have 600 more people coming a number of times a year, we do need... extra services. So that was my only concern. But after talking with Nancy, it sounds like we're probably more than covered, and it would be nice to have more people come in for the businesses in our town. Thank you very much.